Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
And it's time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How was your weekend?
Very nice. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably were busy all weekend, weren't you?
Of course. There's lots to do in our community, and I wanted to highlight a few of them because I'm very appreciative of organizations that are trying to be part of the solution. I went to and spoke at an event called I Am a Diamond, and they help victims of and survivors of domestic violence. And I was very appreciative that they wrap themselves around these women and try to help them with resources as well as a lot of motivation. Then I had the 250th anniversary of the Navy. We got to celebrate that over at the Lodge in downtown. And then Catch does so much good work with helping our community members with disabilities. So we raised funds there. Sunday morning, I want to highlight this one because the city manager's assistant, Shanna, donated her kidney to her father. And that's how I learned about the Kidney Association and this awareness walk that they had at Chicken and Pickle on Sunday morning. So good job to all those that went there to learn more about kidney and kidney disease. And then last but not least, the Wichita Children's Home had a big fundraiser last night. I want to give a big shout out to Chester's for donating their space for that event. They're doing so much good work. They help roughly 1,900 children every year at the Wichita Children's Home. If we did not have the Children's Home, I really don't know what would happen to our community. So I'm so grateful to all the staff members, the therapists that are there, and everyone who donates to the Children's Home.
Hope you had time to get outside a little bit because it was beautiful all weekend.
I did. I got to watch the Chiefs at Pump House, and it was packed. I love seeing our community out there just gathering, having a good time, and sharing a good meal and watching the Chiefs with another W.
There you go. Let's talk about the city council meeting coming up tomorrow. We got a Wichita Police Department has some equipment that they need to revise and restore, don't they?
They do. So the Wichita Police Department specifically will be focusing on SWAT. So these are the areas where they're very dangerous, and so we want to make sure that they have the equipment that is protective for them, as well as vehicles that can help them. The bomb unit will be discussed in that item, but again, this is all equipment to make sure that our officers are safe carrying out their duties.
How about Central Library? Are we finally figuring out what we're going to do with the Central Library? It's been vacant for a while.
Yes, if you recall, I had my State of the City address on 3/16, so March 16th of this year, and now we're in October. So I hope that that shows you that there's movement, finally. I have always said that it's important to maintain what we have, and the Central Library has been one of those areas that I think that has been underutilized and underappreciated. And so during the budget, we put that into the CIP, and now it's going to come before us to allocate the $2 million. However, this means that this will open it up for anyone who thinks that they have an idea of how to design this to come forward, because it will be an event space. And so an RFP, a request for proposals, will be forthcoming if this passes during Tuesday's meeting.
So you're talking about $2 million. Are you talking about to recondition and paint and whatnot? Is that what that's for?
Yes, only the first floor. So let's be very focused. The first floor can be activated for event space. I obviously had my State of the City address there, and I really encourage people to go check out my State of the City, because you can see the space. My State of the City is at youtube.com/@LilyWuKansas, and you can look at that space. And this has been a vision of how do you make this a space that can generate some dollars, because this space will become eventually a space that will be rented out for the community to have events there, and that will be money that can go back to renovating further the entire 90,000 square feet.
That's a pretty large building. I'm going to think of my next birthday party. We probably can't afford it, but it may be affordable for some other larger gatherings than that, huh?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the vision of architects of what this can happen within the first floor. But again, it's a four-story building and 90,000 square feet, and it was built with concrete, glass, and steel. So it's a very strong building, and it will require some imagination to see what can be done within.
Yeah, somebody's got to go in there and tear out all that orange-brown carpeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Put in some light green.
There we go. You know.
All right, anything else on your mind today, Mayor?
Oh, yes. So tomorrow will be a very lengthy city council meeting, because I've already heard from a lot of landlords as well as tenants who are interested in the very first item on the agenda. It got moved up to number one because people want to know that they can have safe but also available spaces here in our community to rent. And so the Landlords Association will be vocal about this, as well as tenants in our community. This is something that Councilmember Johnson has been talking about for years. However, I want to make sure that we are being balanced and we're being fair. We're being fair to both landlords and tenants when it comes to any new regulations, because, again, we want to make sure that there's housing here in our community.
Do you anticipating some rewriting of the law or regulations then on that?
Yes. So there's a proposal that's before us that's three parts. So I really encourage people to come out and speak during Tuesday's meeting tomorrow, 9 a.m. Anyone is welcome. City Hall over at Central and Main Street. And then last but not least, after that council meeting on Wednesday, this will be our third opportunity to have three governments come together to talk. So I encourage the community to come out to the Tri-Government Town Hall, which is being hosted.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By Sedgwick County over at the NCAT building, so the National Center for Aviation Training on North Webb Road. It's Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. again over at NCAT, and this will be the opportunity to have City Council, the Commission, as well as USD 259 School Board and its members, not all of them, but most of its members in attendance, and we'll be interacting with the community. So tell us how each of these three different governments can work better together.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate your time as always, and we will check with you again 1 week from now. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Steventown in the Morning.
Be a meeting of the three families.
Three families. A South American nation is celebrating its first Catholic saints.
Pope Leo XIV has canonized Venezuela's first two Catholic saints at a Vatican City Mass on Sunday, attended by thousands. Jose Gregorio Hernandez, revered by millions as the Doctor of the Poor, was declared a saint alongside Mother Carmen Rendiles Martinez, who founded a Venezuelan religious order. Thousands who couldn't travel to Rome also marked the occasion in Caracas, where the Vatican service was live-streamed before dawn at a downtown plaza. Seven people in all were canonized Sunday in a ceremony that the late Pope Francis put in motion. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.